Chapter 79. I forbear to try. Time's up, said Wemmick, and I must be off. If you had nothing more pressing to do than to keep here till dark, that's what I should advise. You look very much worried, and it would do you good to have a perfectly quiet day with the H.T.L.B. up presently, and a little bit of you remember the pig?
Of course, said one.
Well, and a little bit of him. That sausage you toasted was his, and he was in all respects a first-rater. Do try him, if it is only for old acquaintance sake. Goodbye, aged parent, in a cheery shout.
All right, John, all right, my boy, piped the old man from within. I soon fell asleep before Wemmick's fire, and he aged, and I enjoyed one another's society by falling asleep before it more or less all day. We had loin of pork for dinner, and greens grown on the estate, and I nodded at the aged with a good intention, whenever I failed to do it drowsily. When it was quite dark, I left the aged preparing the fire for toast, and I inferred from the number of teacups, as well as from his glances at the two little doors in the wall, that Miss Skiffins was expected. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.